Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio. Today, we are going on a farm adventure. That's right. We are going to Tulare County, actually to Tulare in Tulare County in Central California. And this area is like the breadbasket of the world. There are so many crops grown from nuts to fruits and vegetables. And then there's also a lot in regards to dairy farming. So today we've got two great guests joining us. We have Donette Silva Carter. You've seen her on the show and heard her on the show over the years. She is the CEO of Tulare Chamber of Commerce, and I encourage you to go to their website, tularechamber.org. And all the links I talk about on the show today are in the show notes. We also have Megan Lawson joining us. She is from the International Agri Center. This is like a massive playground of farm fun. So you can go to internationalagricenter.com. So welcome back, Donette. How are you?
I am doing great, Lisa. It is a beautiful day here in Tulare, California. The sky is clear. We can still see the snow-capped mountains, and it's going to be actually a warm day, unusually warm, 86 degrees, and we're still just in mid-April. Wow. So, but it's beautifully clear out there, so it's going to be a great day. We've got a lot on tap for our chamber. We end our day with some shopping out at the outlets for our hours mixer. You know, I just wanted to bring it up, but now we'll talk ag. But anyway, yeah, we'll be out there today, mixing and mingling and doing what chambers do to grow business. So,
hey, I think Rosa Brothers is a good place to talk about ag and shopping.
Yeah, we were just over there yesterday. We're doing some new videos, promotional videos for our community. And so we had some of our team over there with some of their staff, and they put together some cute little TikToks. It's going to be fun to see when they're released out.
Delicious, we should say. Delicious.
Yes.
Yes. Delicious goodness comes out of Rosa Brothers. The ice cream, I'll never forget that ice cream. And then they've got all kinds of good things from around the county, like olive oil. They've got chocolate. Ah, yep. We need to come back to Tulare. I was just thinking of, you know, you've got cookies at Hazel's, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it all. But welcome, Megan. How are you? Please stop the hunger.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, so how big is the International Agri Center? Because you've got the building, which is massive. You've got a museum, the antique tractors and the antique farm equipment. You've got the Ag Venture section for the kids. But then you've got like the fairgrounds. I mean, it's huge.
It is. So we have a lot going on here at the International Agri Center. As you mentioned, we have an antique museum. We have our Ag Ventures Museum, which is geared towards the youth, which is in our main building here up front. But we also have over 2.6 million square feet of exhibit space in the back of our property, which is where a lot of our events take place. And World Ag Expo, which many of you are known for, that's kind of where the main spot for that is. So we have a really big facility out here, and we're continuing to expand. We have a new grandstands area on our back that we're hoping to host some new events in there. So we're always coming up with new ideas, and we're continuing to grow, believe it or not.
Yeah. Wow. And Donette, isn't the chamber connected like historically with the Ag Center?
Yes, we are. Actually, the World Ag Expo started as the Farm, Row and Crop Show over 50 years ago, and the chamber initiated that. We had a specific task force group that put that event on, and then it eventually broke away from the chamber in order to establish itself as its own entity and to actually have its own grounds, which is pretty amazing too, to just take a look at the growth that has happened over years and how it went from this small group of farmers getting together to showcase some equipment to this massive event that is amazing and welcomes over 100,000 guests to our community. So it's a lot of fun. One of these days, Lisa and Nancy and Priscilla are going to come visit us, and we're going to get you guys all on tractors.
You know, we're ready. We're ready. Priscilla is our little sock monkey. And she keeps telling Joe, Donette's husband, that he gets to have a Harley, but she would like it to be pink because she's pink and she wants to ride the Harley, but she'll be fine on a tractor too. I think that's a good thing for her. You know, going back to the history of agriculture in Tulare, you know, it's just an amazing community. We were talking about there's shops, there's restaurants, there's the outlet center with the Galaxy Theater. And the downtown is like kind of going through this revival in a way. There's growth. It's beautiful, more businesses in there. But it also seems like Tulare itself as a community is growing. Ag is a huge component of it. But and I think helps that growth. And of course, you've got Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks behind you in your backyard. You've got Sequoia National Forest as well. But how big is the ag in your area? Like when I said the breadbasket, am I right about that?
Yes, actually, to easily say billions, millions and billions of dollars. And, you know, a lot of crops. We actually also ship across the world, of course. So we ship crops to 93 countries around the world.
Wow.
And so we do like to say that we feed the world, right? Out of little Tulare County here. And we run number one, two, and three in being the largest producer for agriculture. So, and those three counties, so which are Tulare, Fresno, and Kern County, located right in Central California. And every year we wait to finish the crop report stats and all that to see, okay, who's number one this year? And we were number one. So we are very proud of that status, and we do share, though, the fact that we do ag and that we're so ag-focused with our neighboring counties as well, and you'll find a lot of different crops. Pretty much anything you can imagine, you most likely will see grown here, raised here. Also, we have the production facilities, too, so it's not just a situation where, you know, we have cows. I mean, we're actually producing the milk. There's, you know, you can get your cottage cheese, your sour cream, your cheese, of course, you know, your ice cream, all kinds of products that are produced here in the area because of the milk production. Tulare County is actually number one in the world in milk production. The city and community of Tulare is very high on that number as well. A lot of people think it's some other states, but it actually is Tulare County. We do lead the world in milk production and
wow.
You know, we
and
always,
ice cream.
Yeah, it is. It really is amazing. We kind of joke and say ag is king and milk is queen, or dairy is queen, because of all the production that we have. So it's great. And it, you know, when you take a look at all that ag does in our area, you know, one of the things we really like to focus on too is the amount of jobs. You're talking thousands of jobs that are supported by the ag industry in Tulare County. And that it's all the different types of ag. You also have companies that locate that are servicing that ag industry. So not just from a production standard and actually getting the milk, you know, from the cow to the table, but you also have, you know, U.S. cold storage, you know, which is being utilized for cold storage of products that are produced in this area. We have companies that are doing different kinds of design work for, you know, the other elements of storage, the other elements of implements and things that you need, you know, on the dairy or out in agriculture. You know, we have a lot of tractor companies, you know, within our community. So you really see a real diverse amount of ag businesses here. So it's not just, you know, focused on one or two things that are the actual production. It's all the other pieces and components that go into making ag successful and making jobs sustainable, you know, within our region.
But ag and then the ag center itself, Megan, it's kind of this conduit of education for those who are not necessarily the industry, but it's also a spot for those who are in the industry to grow in that way too, right? And network, and these events are kind of dual in that way, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it's our mission to, you know, spread ag education, you know, whether that's the youth or adults, that's just, it's our mission to spread ag education, not only locally, but nationally and throughout the world, which is where World Ag Expo comes into play. But we do continue that mission throughout the year through our own events, other events that we host at our facility. As I mentioned, we have our Ag Ventures Museum, which is a big component of that, where we host school tours for local schools throughout the valley throughout the year, where they come and learn all about ag, how their food is grown, where it comes from. And the kids have a great time doing that too. But absolutely, ag education is one of our key focuses. So, you know, you have that World Ag Expo where you're getting that on big display, where you're getting education, innovation, the latest in technology. And then all throughout the year, like I said, sprinkled in with the little things we have going on.
I love that part of it. So what's coming up? I heard you've got a big event coming up this April. Well, this is an annual event, right? That's coming up.
It is. So this is our fun community event. It's our California Antique Farm Equipment Show. It's coming up April 19th, 20th, and 21st. And it's just like it sounds. We have antique tractors and equipment and trucks on display. This has been around for around 30 years or so. So again, it's a deep rooted event in the community that we've continued to do. But there's all kinds of fun for the family. We have a petting zoo, as you can see behind you in the picture there. That's our famous tractor parade, where exhibitors who exhibit their antique equipment actually roll through the grounds, and you know, you can wave and really listen and see that antique tractor equipment, which is really neat because, you know, technology has come so far, but to see and hear the sights and sounds of that antique tractor equipment and the trucks is really awesome. We have tractor pools, which are always really fun. We have bucking bulls, a hay bucking competition. So we also have our Rusty Root Show, which is a local like antique show that comes out right in that
shopping
building
for Donette.
Shopping.
Let me just go right there.
Yes.
Shopping for
yes. That's the perfect place. So as you can see, there's a little bit of something for everyone, but it really is a really cool community event that we continue to put on every year.
And everyone, this is April 19th through 21. So hopefully you can make it this year if you're in the neighborhood, if you're visiting the parks or the forest, or you live in Tulare County or Central California, you can go again April 19th through 21st. And then what are some other events that you have throughout the year that people should know about coming up?
So something really unique about our facility is, as you can see, we do put on our own events. World Ag Expo and the Antique Show are one of our two more known events. We also host a Brew Fest. We're doing a Mother's Day event this year. So we're starting to do more of our own events that people can come to, but we also are a rental facility. So if you're a business that's looking to host like a business meeting, or you want to host, you know, a banquet or something like that, we have plenty of space. And something really unique about our facility is we are just kind of a blank open slate. So if you have something that, you know, a different type of facility can't accommodate, we're willing to work with you and kind of build what you're thinking of. So we've done things from monster trucks to business meetings to banquets to brew fests and our huge World Ag Expo. So we really can accommodate a wide range of events, which is what is so unique about our facility.
And I heard there's equestrian things happening too. And that's a big deal. I mean, there's people riding horses, you know, as part of ranching and farming. And then there's the equestrian. So tell us what's happening equestrian wise.
There is. So we have our livestock and equestrian complex, which it's really cool because if you come to our grounds during World Ag Expo, you'll walk through the building and it's full of different businesses and organizations and their booths set up for World Ag Expo. It's a nice concrete building. You come out a few weeks later and it's a big horse arena. So it's really crazy how fast our crew out there can really transform it into something entirely different in such a short amount of time. But we do. We host equestrian events when we're not setting up for World Ag Expo. So usually through March through December. And we host all kinds of different livestock events as well. But things like barrel racing, we work with California Rain Cow Horse Association. They do a few competitions with us throughout the year. So as I mentioned, there's a little bit of something going on all the time, and it's really cool. You can go to our website, to our events calendar, and see what we have that's open to the public. And we encourage you to come on out and check it out.
That's very cool. And Donette, that's where the fair is, right? The county fair. That's a
no,
big deal.
No, actually, the county fair, it does have its own fairgrounds. So we have separate location just down the street. It's still here in downtown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When you go around that one.
I know it's kind of confusing because the chamber actually started the fair too, you know, over 100 years ago. So
Donette has fair experience too.
I do. And I miss my 3 years as a fair manager was a lot of fun over with my friends in Hollister. But I go to our fair here and it's a great event too. And that happens in the fall and September. And I know they're starting to gear up. Kids are already, you know, starting to look at what animals they're raising. And so we're going to have that big event in September, and we're really looking forward to that. And it's another opportunity to showcase agriculture in just a different venue and a different way. And they have events year round as well. So
I was going to ask Donette on the business side of, okay, you've got the jobs, we've got all these events, which is, you know, tourism too, right? But what about the education side? Do you have people coming to Tulare to learn? I know, like, in Dinuba, there's Naylor's Organic Farm. It's like a farm stay, but they have people that come in to learn at times about peaches and, oh, now I'm hungry again. Peaches and ice cream. I'm just saying, it sounds good to me. I know. Like, it's a dangerous thing, but do you get a lot of people coming in, contacting the chamber, saying, yeah, hey, we're flying in from this country, or, you know?
Yeah, we definitely do. Of course, we get a lot when it's during World Ag Expo, because we have people from all over the world. The chamber has the opportunity to manage the International Business Center there. And I know, gosh, I think, Megan, it was it like 80 countries that came this year to World Ag Expo?
Yeah, we had over 80 countries this year represented at the show, which was amazing.
So we have that coming. And we worked with several different countries and with some of the consulate offices, like the consulate from Ireland, the people that were coming in order to get them out to places they wanted to see. World Ag Expo does that as well. But we do that year round. We have people come in and say, okay, where are the cows? Where are, I want to go see the blossoms. I want to go look at almond trees. I want to go out into maybe an almond orchard. You know, we had somebody from Canada, a group that wanted to do that when we were sitting there chatting with them during World Ag Expo. But we have that pretty much year round that people come into the community and they're very interested in agriculture and trying to educate themselves. And then there, of course, are different entities that sponsor various different kinds of meetings and events that bring people in for ag education. And so those are different types of associations that are out there. And that's what they do is, you know, work. Maybe it's, you know, they're working with citrus, you know, like citrus.
Yeah.
They're working with a different kind of, you know, product. And so they actually come in and bring their conferences, their meetings, or bring their growers, you know, together, and they have different kinds of education types of sessions. And then, of course, you know, our schools are very big on their ag education. We also send our Leadership Tulare program through an education program too for agriculture, and bring a lot of kids into our center during World Ag Expo, because we want to make sure our youth are getting well educated in the value of agriculture, you know, within this region. We want to make sure that we are always looking at how we sustain agriculture, and that's not always an easy thing. There are a lot of environmental issues that make it challenging. And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a chamber to provide support. We also have Tulare County Farm Bureau that does that as well. We want to provide support to the ag industry year round. And yeah, it's like a daily education. We need to get the Dairy Princess on too. There's a Dairy Princess program with California Milk Advisory Board. And Megan actually is a former Dairy Princess herself.
What did you do as a princess? What are your roles? Like, what do you do?
It's really, again, just playing that education role for the youth. So it's, you know, you're the ambassador for the Tulare County dairy industry. You travel and you speak upon, you know, your district, which includes Tulare County. Obviously, I did it many moons ago, so it's probably changed a little bit since then. But it really is just sharing the education on the dairy industry specifically to your area. So, you know, in Tulare County, it's going to schools, visiting with school children in the classroom, and informing them about ag education and the dairy industry, and really just being that kind of face of your district for ag and dairy specifically.
Cool. So the other thing is you've got all the hotel rooms that you can fill up with all these, you know, people coming into town. Definitely the Ag Expo. I mean, that happens in February, right? The World Expo, that's in February every year. Mm-hmm. So I know your hotels, you have to get, even though you have so many hotels, Donette, people need to, it spills out into all throughout the county, right?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it goes well beyond the county. It goes counties to the south, counties to the north. And the, you know, economic impact of World Ag Expo is valued at about $58 million through the big, you know, extended region, and over $30 million in Tulare County alone. So it's very significant just as a, you know, an event itself, with the amount of money that comes in from all of the visitor traffic, the hotels being filled up. And yeah, most people, if you're fortunate to have a hotel room in Tulare, because it's very competitive to get your room booked. If you're going to come back here, you book before you leave, because you want to make sure that you have that spot. A lot of people like to stay here in our community, but definitely it extends throughout a greater region area and has that significant financial impact, and creates additional jobs too. And then it brings, you know, people from all over as vendors who also can kind of spread the word. I mean, we're out there, our team went out and met with businesses to chat with them about the potential of them, you know, looking at opening sites in Tulare. So, you know, you may be, you know, from a business in Wisconsin and you're serving the dairy industry there. Well, why not come and serve the dairy industry as well in Tulare? So, so we try to, you know, steal them away, or just try to convince them they need another location, or, you know, whatever it takes to make sure that we are sustaining our ag industries here.
Well, I want to fill a picnic basket with the two of you, because you have so many beautiful picnic spots around the county, from the parks to the forest to reserves. I mean, it's just community parks, like in downtown, your Zumwalt Park. So a picnic basket to me for spring just is like the perfect thing. So give me one or two ingredients you're putting in the picnic basket that it represents agriculture in Tulare. So Megan, let's start with you. What are you putting in the basket?
Oh, there's so many good things. You know, I'm a big like wine and cheese person. So I definitely
let's go.
A bottle of wine in my basket with some cheese, right, to represent the dairy industry. Probably, you know, some almonds or some nuts, because, you know, that also goes really well with your wine and cheese, but also represents our area as well.
This is sounding good. What about you, Donette?
Okay, so I like the fruits too, and nuts too. So the nuts, I'm right there with almonds, but pistachios are probably my favorite. So I'm going to put pistachios in there. I love citrus, so I really gravitate towards oranges, and also grapefruit. I really love grapefruit. So I'm going to put some fruit in there. I'm going to look at that. And then we, you know, have strawberries over here too.
Plums.
We could just go on and on with the list of fresh produce that you can get, you know, as well. So you can throw some
salad and
salads, all kind, you know, just
you
all.
Know, there's, when you visit World Ag Expo, we do have, when you said peach earlier, it triggered my mind. We are known kind of in a fun way for our farm show food, they call it. And we have a delicious peach cobbler with ice cream. So I would finish off my picnic with that for sure. But when you come visit us at World Ag Expo, you have to get the peach cobbler. It's the hot item out there. There's plenty of good food, but that's definitely one that we're known for, and it's delicious, and it has the peaches in it, right? So we got to throw that in there.
And the ice cream from Rosa Brothers.
Yes.
Don't you have
absolutely
butter people? You have butter people too. We need butter.
Yeah, we have definitely butter.
Real butter.
Lakes that produce butter. So great there. And if you want some little sweet treats, they will involve milk or something in their baking.
Chocolate.
Yes. So we have various different bakeries here. Of course, I'm partial to the Portuguese bakery. So I'm going to go over there and, you know, throw some stuff in from what they have over there. They have some great stuff to take. You can actually make your sandwich, get a sandwich there that's made with Portuguese sweetbread. It's delicious. We have Hazel's Kitchen in town too, who will make you a little to-go box lunch. They have great lunches.
They're fantastic. Oh, and across the street, you've got the airplane.
Yes, we've got the Flying Taco, and we just talked about that in a meeting. There was just a special done on them. You can actually eat in an old airplane. It's a great, fun experience. And here in our parking lot, we have a right next door French cafe. It is amazing. So when you were saying pack the lunch, I thought, well, I'll take some quiche with me. Quiche is good. Oh. Whether it's warm or a little chilled, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And they make their own baguettes, and they are amazing. Oh. And if you're going to do dinner in town, go to Rancho Brazil, go to La Piazza, Cool Hand Luke's.
So, I can go on and this on. I love Cool Hand Luke's. We had a ball there. That is fun
for your visit. So,
and it's right next to the Hotel La Quinta, so you don't have to drive. You don't have to get an Uber. You can crawl back to your hotel room. They have an elevator, so it'll even deliver you up the floors.
It's such a good time there. It's a great experience, you know, in coming into Tulare County, because our community of Tulare that we get to live in, and then just the county, you know, itself, there are so many different kinds of experiences. Like I said, literally, there are people that just want to drive through the communities and see what the communities have to offer, from arts to eating to shopping, you know, from boutique shopping to outlet shopping. So you have
thrift
all
stores,
boutique shopping, thrift stores, which is really the trend. We've got some really great upscale resale shops that are fun to go and visit. So a lot of different experiences. You're looking for a place to go. This is a great experience. As Megan mentioned, at the Ag Adventures there, you can just come into that, bring your kids, walk through Ag Adventures and go through the antique equipment museum there. It's self-learning. And I know she said it's for kids, and it is, but adults enjoy it too. We send adults to go do some learning over there. And
yes, it's so fun.
I like it.
Some of the activities that
happen. It is fun. We have a whole little farmer's market area set up, and I was down there the other day helping arrange it. And I'm like, this is fun. I could sit down here all day and play in this little farmer's market.
I like the farmer's market. It's cute. Yeah. You know, and it teaches, you know, addition. It teaches and where kids, where food comes from. And, you know, I know you are the breadbasket, but I think even the youth in everywhere, including your own backyard, do need to know where their food comes from. Because you could drive by and not know what you're looking at, you know, but you really do have just a bounty. You really do. So very excited, everyone. TulareChamber.org is the website to go to. And then for the Agri Center, go to internationalagricenter.com. And those links are in the show notes. We'll be catching up more with Tulare in the near future. So thank you, ladies. Have a fun time at the Antique Farm Equipment Show.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.